Amy in Nevada said that she's never bred a mare before, but is considering breeding a mare this year. What are the steps involved in selecting a stallion and getting your mare in foal?
Yeah, So with this, the first question that you need to answer is when do you want your foal born? Which there's several aspects of that question. And so part of it is, does your breed or the industry that you're looking to that your horse is in, does it have a time of year to typically have those foals born? So I'll give you an example here. Racing quarter horses, cutting and reining tight mares oftentimes want early foals, January, February, March-ish time frame, as compared to warm blood breeds for dressage and jumping. Oftentimes they don't start breeding and have foals born till April, May, and June. So some of that'll depend on what industry you're in, and then that also brings up the aspect if you're going to have an early foal. If you want to breed your mare in February, March, or so, you may have to get her to cycle earlier. The normal physiological breeding season for the mare isn't going to start till roughly May 1st. So with that, if you want to start breeding her in February, you're going to have to put her under light. And with that, we give them an artificial photo period. So we have 18 hours of light, and 6 hours of darkness. And so, for us here in Oregon, where it's just starting to get dark here at 5 o'clock, the lights came on about 45 minutes ago, and they'll go off tonight at 11 p.m. And so that'll give them that 18 hours of light and 6 hours of darkness, and that works pretty well to get mares to cycle earlier in the season to allow you to have that early foal. Along with that, you need to start thinking of picking a stallion. In which case there's tons of options available to you, and trying to figure out what stallion is going to match up best with your mare. And then from the veterinary aspect, I always try to think of what kind of semen are you going to get. Is that going to be fresh semen, cooled semen, where the stallion might live? For me in Oregon here, the stallion might live in Texas, and they're going to collect the stallion in Texas, package it up, cool the semen down, and then mail it to me via FedEx for arrival, or frozen semen, which allows you a lot of opportunities as well. With frozen semen, this could be a stallion that unfortunately may have deceased, or potentially allows us to access stallions from other countries such as Europe. That semen can be imported and then made available where you can have a foal here from a stallion that lives in Holland. Now, with that, there's some changes in expectations. When we think about fresh semen, usually we talk about a 60-70% per cycle conception rate, which means that if we bred 100 mares with fresh semen, we'd expect 60 to 70 of them to get pregnant. When we go to cooled semen, that pregnancy rate's going to drop a little bit, 55-60% with cooled semen on average. And then with frozen semen, it's going to drop a little bit more. 35 to 40% per cycle conception rate. So, from a reproductive standpoint, from my end, when clients are picking stallions and whatnot, I would say cooled semen is much more common than fresh out there. And if there's a stallion that's available for cooled semen, usually things are going to be a little bit easier than trying to go the frozen semen route. But with frozen semen, I also understand that certain genetics are only available. For instance, if you're trying to breed from a stallion in Holland, the only way we're going to get semen from that stallion is to breed with frozen semen.